Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Hi, I missed your call not too long ago. Sorry.
So, no problem. So I was calling in regards to the patient, Maxine Gorell. I know that you spoke with Sarah the other day looking for a case.
Yeah, she sent me 2 cases. I did everything yesterday, email everything, all the tests.
Yes, you're good to go. I see that you are compliant with us now. So.
Oh, okay.
Everything's good.
You know what? Both of them are fine. I don't only, because I have no problem doing what they need, because this is what I did.
Okay.
It's up to you when you want to send me to. I know Friday's going to be a little hard for me, because Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I don't have no help with my son.
So you're going to need Friday?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like, I'm usually home with my son because I have nobody. I know the one in East is Monday through Friday, but I also saw Saturday and Sunday morning shifts. So I got a little confused to what happens to 4 p.m. to 8 a.m. Monday through Thursday, then to Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, so this patient here, honestly, she's desperate for a caregiver, and she's looking for someone daytimes during the weekdays. So if you're not available Friday, she'll be getting 60 hours total. So you can divide that Monday through Thursday, 12 hours each, and then Saturday and Sunday mornings.
I did talk to my mom about Saturday and Sunday mornings, too, see if she can watch my son. But it's up to you which one you want to send me to.
Okay,
honestly.
So we should be getting an author.
Okay,
great. So we should be getting an authorization in by Monday, which allows us to begin servicing for this patient right here. When we get it, we can finalize all the details and, you know, send you the address and all that and the phone number. But I'm going to send you to this one because I know the patient needs the help more. And she's also flexible with her schedule. So for now, we'll start with Monday through Thursday, and then we'll go from there. You know, you can speak to her, I'll speak to her, and we'll see what works for her for the last remaining 12 hours.
Oh, that's perfectly fine. This is case 1 or case 2?
It's the case located in Red Hill on Singer Way.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
And yeah, I'm okay driving an hour away. That doesn't bother me whatsoever.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah. I just like the days Monday through Thursday for Easton, but if she's flexible with me, because I am a single mom, I am willing to do 12 hours or 13.
Yeah, so she'll be flexible with that. And you can work up to, like, you can work up to 16 in a day, so that shouldn't be a problem if you want to add some more in a day. So I think this case would be better to, you know, obviously if it doesn't work out, we can always add you to the next one, but let's put you on this case for now because I know she needs the help and I know we should be getting the authorization in by Monday. So I'm going to send that over. I'll have the information sent over to you now, everything besides the clocking in and out, because you can't clock in and out until we have an authorization, okay? So I'm going to give you another call once we receive an authorization to, you know, give you the clocking in and out information, and then you'll be all set. For now, you'll just have everything else besides that, okay?
Oh, that's perfectly fine. I got the address and everything for case 1.
Okay.
And if you ever need help with case 2, I just will have to know ahead of time because it's weekend.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. So all the information will be sent to you via email. You can take a look at it. It'll just be, I'm going to include the employee handbook, everything you'll need to know. I know that Sarah's trying to reach her mom, so if you can have her call her, I think it's regarding the other case, that would be appreciated. Okay?
I definitely will when I see her today.
Okay. Okay, sure. No problem. So, okay, let me know if you have any more questions once you read my email. I'm just going to reconfirm everything, so you don't have any issues trying to get to the patient. And, other than that, you're really good to go.
All right. That sounds great. Thank you so much.
No problem. You have a good one.
Okay. You too, honey. Bye.
Bye.